Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us here today at Sonoma Raceway. Before we officially get started with Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s final formal media availability pre-race in Sonoma, we did want to take a minute to thank him and present him with something from the raceway. So I'll introduce our president and general manager, Steve Page.
Thank you. And before I get started, I just want to point out to you, you've been driving very quickly on our racetrack today.
Yeah, this been a good track for us the last couple of weeks. We're trying to get that pair of scissors again this week.
Good, keep it up. Well, Dale, we, as everybody knows, this will be the last time you're here in the 88 car in Sonoma, and you have a huge following in Northern California and Sonoma, which is no surprise because you got a huge following every place in the sport. We tried to come up with an idea that would allow you to not only understand how much we appreciate everything you've brought, but also have a legacy that you could leave in Sonoma that would have some lasting value. And knowing how much you like animals and dogs in particular, we thought puppies were a good idea. In fact, maybe three puppies, which we have a puppy named Junior, we have a puppy named Amy, and we have a puppy named Dale. And these are all dogs that have been bred to become service animals with children in Sonoma County. Children like our friend Hazel here, who you will meet shortly, who has her dog, Carrie, that she relies on. And so we wanted to introduce you to this is Junior. This is Amy, or do I have it the other way around?
Yep, Junior.
Yeah, Phil. And this is Dale down here.
Can you put him on the table?
Yeah, bring him up. We'll get a little bit more detail in a minute, but these dogs will spend their lives in service with children in Sonoma County, and they'll always carry your name and Amy's name.
And I'll introduce Nancy Pearson from PALS. She helped us arrange these beautiful puppies who will help lots of kids here in Sonoma County, and she can tell us a little bit about how the dogs will be trained and go on to help some kids here.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
It's so great to finally meet you. And you've already heard about the different puppies, but I'd like to introduce the kids that brought them up. Tanner Whitaker brought up Dale and still has him. And Tyler Anderson, my grandson, brought up Junior, and he's such a fan of yours, the whole family is. And Alexis Anderson, my granddaughter, brought up Amy. So PAWS is Loving Support Assistance Dogs, also known as PALS, is honored to have been selected by Sonoma Raceway to help pay tribute to you today. And we're so sad that you're ending your racing career. But we're also happy that we're able to be here for your last race at Sonoma Raceway. This lasting legacy will enhance the quality of life for children with special needs and their families in the Bay Area for many years to come. PALS is a nonprofit organization that was founded in 2009. We provide special PALS for special needs by training and placing service dogs with children diagnosed with autism, Down syndrome, and mobility impairments. Just like Little Hazel's service dog Carrie. Our facility dogs are matched and placed with professionals working with children with special needs. Our courthouse dogs are placed in district attorney offices to offer comfort and emotional support to victims of violent crimes before, during, and after testifying as courthouse dogs. Some of our puppies grow up to be one of PAL's very special breeders, whose puppies will give many, many children and their families greater independence. Dale, Junior, and Amy will begin their journey of helping at-risk youth very soon. These very special puppies will receive some of their service dog training twice a week from incarcerated youth in Sonoma County. The very first command that these kids will be teaching these puppies is the snuggle command. They will experience the unconditional love that these amazing puppies have to offer. During their training, each one of them will show us which of the career paths of service will make them the happiest,
whether it be a service dog for a child with a disability, a facility dog working with a professional, working with children who have special needs, one of our courthouse dogs, or one of our breeders. When your and Amy's namesakes are approximately 2 years of age, they will graduate or become a breeder for our program. Please accept miniature versions of Dale Jr. and Amy in official PALS service dog in training vests as a keepsake to remind you that your legacy will continue on here in the Bay Area for very many years to come. Thank you to the Whitaker family and my Conn's Labradors located in Lodi for donating handsome Dale. Dale will be coming home with me today to begin his training. Through the generosity of Dr. Robert Hook, Kim Crone, and Fieldstone Labradors located in Auburn, we will be receiving Junior and Amy in a couple of weeks. Can't take them home today because they're only 6 weeks old. But look at how amazingly calm they are. And they even slept in the car all the way here.
This one's having a tough time.
I'll get these out of the way so people can get some pictures of you with the little guy. Let's see. And also I would like to extend a very special thank you to Steve Page and Sonoma Raceway. They are sponsoring all three of these puppies, kindergarten through advanced training and placement. So thank you very much for that. And Dale, thank you for being such a positive role model for the youth of today. That is so very important. So many kids look up to you, your ethics and driving, and just everything that you do in life is really amazing. And when you retire from driving, you will be greatly missed by all of your fans. So best of luck to you on Sunday.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody. Well, we'll have you guys stand up and get a couple pictures. That would be useful for the photographers in the room. Because, yay, puppies. Nancy, why don't you guys join them, too? Great. All right. Well, thank you. We will let the puppies continue their nap time. Maybe you guys can grab those puppies. Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Yes. So you don't go home empty-handed. We did want to have a real, true Sonoma relic that you could take home and put on your trophy case. So thank you so much for being such a favorite and all you've contributed to this sport. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. We will let the Dale, I don't know if you have a few words before you start your traditional media availability about your final race in Sonoma and the first of what I'm sure will be many awesome lasting gifts from folks here at the race.
Yeah, obviously, we all heard the story, and it's just a great, I think it's a great, you know, thing that the track did. Amy's going to love this idea. And she's going to be excited, or she's going to be a little sad she wasn't here to see the dogs today, but it's nice to know that these type of things are happening and you guys are making a difference in people's lives. So we really appreciate that, and obviously thank the track for their investment to make this happen. So that really warms my heart. We do love dogs and love making a difference in kids' lives, and this is a twofer, so pretty neat deal. So just thanks a lot, and excited to maybe come back and see how the dogs are doing. It'll be a lot of fun to do that. We definitely aren't going to be disappearing. We'll be back to see you guys again, so thank you.
Right. Thank you, and I'll turn it over to Becky for media avails. Thank you. All right. I don't know how you top that, but we will open it up to questions from the media. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. State your name and affiliation. Questions for Dale? Start with Tom and then to Jeff. Tom, right there.
Hey, Dale. Tom Jensen, FoxSports.com. How do you go from adorable dogs to being focused and back in the race car? It's a pretty emotional thing.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. So this is kind of going to be par for the course, I guess, some of the stops along the way. But I love the idea that we I can't really say we, but the racetrack is going to do something that makes a difference for someone else. That's our whole idea on finishing up the season, is to try to show our appreciation and express that to our fans and everyone in the industry on making this an incredibly enjoyable ride. So this fits right into that. I mean, it's awesome that we're going to be able to, or they're going to be able to help somebody and help some kids. And these dogs are going to have wonderful lives, and they're going to enjoy doing that as well. The dogs will, enjoy making a difference in someone's life. So it's pretty cool. But yeah, our car's been really good off the truck. So we should be able to fit right back in there and get right after it here in the second practice. But today, the last couple trips here, our car has been really, really good off the truck. So that makes things a lot easier in the garage and trying to get the car, make the car better and make changes. It gives you a lot of confidence that whatever whatever doesn't work, you can always go back and still have that speed.
Jeff, go ahead.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. You once said you wanted to blow this place up with dynamite because you hated coming here so bad, but all of a sudden it sort of snuck up on you that you at least became a competent road racer. And that guy posted this week that, you have the best average of the last three races here or something. When did that happen, I guess, that you started getting decent at these places?
Yeah, the cars, I have to give the speed in the car a lot of credit. When you're in a car, if you're in a car that is given, if you're in a car that's making it difficult, no matter how good or talented you are at a road course, you're going to make mistakes, and you won't really learn exactly how you need to get around here or what you're looking for until you get in a car that gives you that opportunity. So, when the cars get to a certain point and they're good, these last couple of years we've been here, the cars have been really good. At least, firing off a few laps. We'd like our car to be a little better on a long run here today, but last Friday, last year, was incredible how fast the car was. And when the car is that good, then the only thing that stands out is your errors as a driver. And that in that moment, in that situation, you can start to clean those up, and understand that the things you need to do personally to get better. A lot of times when the car's a bit of a handful, it's hard to tell what you need to do better and what the car needs to do better. But our cars have been so good last couple trips. And anywhere you're going to – if you can take a – if you get a good car at any racetrack, that's the way to accelerate that learning curve and figure out what you need to be doing as a driver to get around that track. Because, these guys come into this series driving cars that aren't quite – funded properly or don't have the top stuff or the best engineering, it slows down these guys' learning curves. When they get in a fast car right off the bat, like Chase or those guys, man, they can accelerate their ability, their growth as a driver, being in cars that are going to, give them that opportunity to learn. So it's hard to learn in cars that don't work. But the last couple trips here, we've been real fast, and I think that it's put the pressure on me, as a driver to get better, fix some of the things that I might have been doing.
Lewis, go ahead.
Lewis Frank of Reuters. Dale, you're probably more focused on the next practice session, qualifying and the race, but next week you go to Daytona for the last time in a cup car. And I was wondering, do you have any thoughts yet about your last race there?
Well, you never say never. I'm just retiring from full-time racing. I don't want to – I'm going to run some Xfinity races next year. I don't know that I won't ever run the Daytona 500 again if the right deal comes along. But all these tracks have good – you have memories at all of them, Daytona included. And I'm going to be coming back to these tracks, you know, and be, and I want to continue to be a part of the sport. So I don't think it's going to really – I don't know how it's going to affect me, really. It's hard for me to put that into words because I don't know what that's going to feel like. It'll be pretty weird, I think, to come back to the 500. I'm going to go to the 500 whether I got any work to do or not. So it'll be pretty weird to be there and not race. That's going to be strange. You know, I remember when Letarte went into the booth, when he wasn't working a race, he had a hard time being there. You know, he had a hard time watching it and not wanting to be a part of it. That was pretty difficult last year, but it was a different circumstances with the injury. So it'll be interesting, I guess, when we get to 500 next year and see how that all feels emotionally.
Over here on the right.
Hi, Dale. Peter Fournier with the Press Democrat in Santa Rosa. Through one practice session, have you noticed anything that's a difference maker so far that will make a difference on Sunday?
Not really. We come off the trailer pretty fast, and everything we've sort of worked on in practice, we haven't really uncovered anything of note. But the track isn't quite as fast as it was last year. I was looking at the lap times in the first practice, and we got quicker and quicker, especially when we put that last set of tires on. Everybody was running into 15s. That didn't really happen today for whatever reason, weather or whatever. But we'll see. You know, we had a really, really good car last year on Friday, and we didn't carry that speed over into the race for whatever reason. So we just are going to be aware of what kind of – you look at what your comments are today, then you look at what your comments are on Sunday from last year, and you try to get ahead of that and say, all right, you know, what we're fighting today, this is going to get worse. This issue on Friday isn't even in the race. Some things get worse. Some things go away completely. And that's the same every week. So we try to look at those notes and get ahead of it and work on the things that we think are really going to crop up in the race. And that's going to be forward drive, trying to get out of the corners, getting the power down, especially out of turn 7 or whatever you want to call that corner down there at the end where we turn around and come back this way. That's a real hard corner to get the power down. You're in second gear. You're going to go to third gear. You're all the way down in first gear there, so you're going to go to second, third gear, trying to shift and get the power down before you hit the S's. There's a lot of time there to be lost or gained, so you try to work on those things as hard as you can today.
All right, we'll send it upstairs to the media center for a question.
Jim Utter, motorsport.com. You mentioned having some work next season. There was a report last week that you have been talking to the TV networks. I know you've enjoyed your work on the TV so far. Can you kind of say how likely it is that NASCAR fans may see you on television during broadcast next season?
Well, I definitely did enjoy doing that, and we are certainly open to discussing the possibility of, you know, seeing what that, you know, what options I have, you know, who wanted us, what kind of job they want me for, and we're sort of in the middle of understanding that, and that just goes along the lines of doing due diligence on everything. I'm not retiring from work. I want to keep seeking out opportunities to make a living and make money and be relevant and be a value to my partners. I want to continue to be a part of the sport and not just as an owner in the Xfinity Series. I want to be a valuable asset to the growth of the sport and continue to help raise the bar and raise the awareness of the sport and promote the sport as much as I can. So we're just kind of looking at what opportunities there are out there for me. I've obviously signed with WME, and that's really sped up that process of being able to vet through some of these things. And I think it's just a natural curiosity for me to see really what those options are on broadcasting.
All right, we'll go to Woody.
Woody came with MRN to follow up on Lewis's question a while ago. Martin Truex Jr. was in here before you talking about he believed that stage racing is more prominently shown at the plate tracks more than anywhere else, and I was curious your opinion on that. Do you feel the same, that stage racing kind of shows up more at a plate track like Daytona you're about to go to?
Well, it certainly is going to show up more at the tracks where you can get into pit road and not get lapped. Road courses, Indianapolis, the plate tracks are kind of close to that. Guys can, you know, anytime a guy, you know, you get, these guys can do all kinds of strategies in those scenarios where you can get down pit road and get back out on the track without losing the lap. You can cut them stages short and try to leapfrog some guys as they pit during the stage break. And you see a little bit of that, too, when NASCAR throws a yellow shortly before the end of a stage. In the Xfinity race last week, we had a caution with three laps left in the stage. Obviously, that shook it all up. The one car got some points toward the championship, and the guys that aren't in the points, they went into the pits and ended up cycling all kinds of different ways and shaking everything up. So you're going to see that at the plate tracks. You're also probably going to see that here and in Indy and maybe some other places.
Dale, I'm going to follow Bill Sessa with the Napa Valley Register, and I'm going to follow up on your answer to Lewis about Daytona. You said the tracks have memories. I remember one of your first times here, you introduced yourself to the tire wall down in turn one. So what are some of your best memories and your worst memories of this place?
My best memory is definitely, I think, when we finished third here about 4 years ago, and we were we just started kind of winning races again as a team, and we were celebrating them races with a lot of energy, and we'd all fly back home, and they'd come over to the house. I don't care if it was midnight or 4 o'clock in the morning. We were having a team party. If we won the race, everybody was off on Monday. We were going to go to the house and have fun. And when we run third here, I think we all said we're going back to the house. Everybody showed up when they got off of they flew like, you know, they fly like 9 hours, have two stops on the way home. But everybody showed up pretty much the next morning at the house, and I think we partied harder for that third place than we did for any win that year. And we were just so proud of ourselves because it's just, you know, I ran here for so long, and I think our best finish was 11th forever. Just couldn't get it done and couldn't figure out how to get around here. And this place is not as challenging technically as the Glen. The Glen, you know, you have a straightaway turn. This thing has turns in succession, so if you screw the first one up, all the rest of them are messed up until you can get onto some straightaway to sort of calm down. So it's a really technical racetrack. But that was probably our best memory here. Obviously, Fast Friday last year, that was a surprise. We didn't expect to be that quick. So that was a great thing to go over and get the scissors and stand in victory lane. Sure, that surprised everybody. But we've had some rough days here. I don't think, you know, the funny thing is there's not any bad memories that really stick out because we don't really come in here with high expectations. So when we have a bad day, it's easy to brush off. You know, you go into the tracks like Daytona where you think you should win, and if you have a terrible day there, you beat yourself up forever trying to figure out what happened. But if we don't come out of here with a good day, it just wasn't meant to be. But I certainly have gotten more closer to the track and enjoy coming here than I used to. It was just really, really challenging for me for so long. But, you know, our cars have been really good here lately.
All right, Dale. Thank you very much.
All right.
Enjoy
thanks a lot
this weekend.
Yep.